Venezuela's oil exports hit a four-year high shortly after the deal was announced in October. However, that relief was tied to a guarantee from Nicolas Maduro's government that it would create an environment for free and fair presidential elections this summer. The US says Maduro has failed to do that and has in fact fallen short in several areas. They point to the government's decision to bar the main opposition candidate, Maria Corina Machado, from running in the election. Maduro, who's been in office for 11 years, is seeking a third term in office in the July 28th election. The US and many other Western countries refused to recognise his re-election in 2018, accusing the government of a rigged election. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.